The House of Representatives this evening approved legislation funding the war in Iraq. The bill ties more than half the money to a presidential progress report in July. The president has promised a veto. Despite the near party line vote of 221 to 205, there are indications that the patience of GOP loyalists is wearing thin, and there are signs that the president may be willing to make concessions as the Senate tries to come up with its own bill. More from NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol.
In the House Democrats' revised version of a war funding bill, President Bush immediately gets the first $43 billion he's asked for. But to get the remaining $53 billion, he'd have to report to Congress in July on how much progress is being made in Iraq. Democrat David Obie chairs the Appropriations Committee, and he was in charge of crafting the bill.
It's a fair square deal. The administration gets a straight shot at what it wants, and war critics get a straight shot at what they want. That, to me, is eminently fair.
But while a growing number of House Republicans are unhappy with President Bush's Iraq policies, they are not yet ready to abandon him. Illinois Republican Ray LaHood is one of several GOP lawmakers who spoke bluntly to the president about Iraq at a White House meeting earlier this week.
Our party will hang with the president until we get the report from Petraeus.
That would be the progress report on the U.S. troop buildup in Baghdad that General David Petraeus has promised to give Congress in September. For LaHood, that report is crucial.
I think it's the biggest benchmark that we faced in the war.
Congressional Republicans as well as Democrats have increasingly been calling for a war spending bill that has benchmarks the Iraqi government must meet, though they differ on what the consequences should be if they're not met. Today, President Bush, for the first time, endorsed those demands.
One message I have heard from people from both parties is that the idea of benchmarks makes sense, and I agree. It makes sense to have benchmarks as a part of our discussion on how to go forward.
That comment by the president seemed to please Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who learned of it in the middle of a news conference.
Now that's a step forward. So maybe somebody whispered in his ear today, let's try to do something a little more publicly to show that you're not totally intractable in where we're going on this Iraq war.
Reid has been meeting with White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton for talks on a Senate version of the war spending bill. The majority leader would not discuss those talks, though he did say there are many proposals from both Democrats and Republicans and that nothing is off the table. In the Senate, there are also growing signs of war weariness. Ohio Republican George Voinovich met this morning with Iraq's visiting National Security Advisor Muwafiq al-Rubai.
And I basically told him that they're running out of time and that the American people are exhausted.
And Maine Republican Olympia Snow today proposed legislation that would end the troop buildup in Baghdad if benchmarks are not met by September.
It is not logical to continue on this current strategy without holding the Iraqis accountable.
Another Senate Republican, Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, offered a bill today that would implement the recommendations of the bipartisan Iraq Study Group. Democrats predict it's only a matter of time before those Republicans will be voting with them against the war. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.